Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show, streaming live from our hometown, Houston, today. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with the word chronic diseases? I know we all do. It's been pre-programmed into all of us. But what if we flip the whole idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, our minds, our finances, our relationships, our lives. Let's jump right in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner in all things Vina.
Hey, so do you know that today is St. Patrick's Day, which actually celebrates the death of St. Patrick? And did you know that St. Patrick was kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a slave when he was a kid?
No, I thought St. Patrick's Day is just one of those days that you have a reason to eat cookies, right? Or drink beer, right? Anyways, you know, one of the things that St. Patrick didn't do is he didn't let his misfortune define him. He went on to do a lot of great things, right? Which is why, you know, he's still celebrated every year. And, you know,
we celebrate every year.
That's true. We're celebrating him every year. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a great lesson to be learned here, right? I think that no matter how bad your situation is looking, you can always come out of it and, you know, become a better person or be celebrated years and years after.
There you go. So this week, I mean, we can't really not talk about finances because that's on everybody's mind. If you're watching the financial market last week, then you might actually feel like you had a little heart attack and probably feeling a little bit of deja vu, right? Because things like last week, several banks failed and the market is super volatile. And somehow this reminds us of 2008. And back in 2008, Lehman Brothers collapsed because it bought toxic assets. Now, 15 years later, Signature Bank, SVB, they both collapsed within days of each other. And the reason, of course, is yet another type of toxic asset. Mm-hmm. Now, back then, it was the bad mortgages. The real reason behind SVB's collapse and Signature Bank this round is this. They have $119.9 billion of U.S. government bonds in their holdings. Now, if this sounds like super safe and it's weird, and yes, these bonds are considered grade A to be the safest risk-free assets. But bonds, their value adjusts with interest rate, so they can lose value, and it happens when interest rate goes up, bond value goes down. So most of SVB's portfolio was in the long-term government bond that are extremely volatile. So, for example, in March 2020, let's say, I'm just giving you numbers out there, let's say the T-bill note, treasury notes were at 0.08%, barely 1%. Now, last week, they were at 4%. So it's basic finance. Let's say you bought like a $1,000 bond at 1%, which means the bond pays you $10 interest. Great. Now, let's just say the bonds are now paying 4%, which means now your $1,000 bond is going to be worth a little less. Because the new bonds are paying you $40, your own, the little bond that you have, the $1,000 bond, is only worth $970, if that makes sense. So because of this, SVB is sitting on really big losses. And in the 2022 annual report, they actually published that on January 19, 2023, that they have $15 billion in unrealized losses on the super safe government bonds. And since they have only $16 billion total capital, that kind of pretty much wiped them out.
So bonds in general is supposed to be the safest thing you're supposed to invest in.
That's when my dad told me.
When stocks are tanking, right? That's what you hear. When stocks tank, you buy bonds. And you're telling me that they bought bonds and now they got $15 billion in losses. Mm-hmm. And what they have, what, $16
billion? Yep. Wiped
them out. That is crazy. And, you know, I think that this isn't the end of the whole story. We're talking about banks, and everyone knows who Wells Fargo's in. You know, the one with the stagecoach, right? That's a stagecoach one, right? And recently, they reported a $50 billion loss. That's a billion with a B, right? Not million, $50 billion loss on their bond portfolio. Now, they're a much bigger bank, and too big to fail, but what does that really mean, right? So they're probably okay for the time being. But FDIC, you know, they are estimating that there are unrealized losses across all the U.S. banks to be about $650 billion, which is really similar to the subprime losses back in 2008. I don't understand why this isn't bigger news.
I think it's actually pretty big news.
Right? You know, but in 2008, it really wasn't all that long ago. I remember for us, that was like everything was going great with our business, and 2008 came and, you know, my own business crashed, right? And it was hard. So, you know, banks failing, you know, the stock market is crashing, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people were hit financially. You know, it just was not a good year. And to be honest, this year is starting to feel a lot like that. And, you know, at times like these, you know, many people are probably worried about their investments, their nest eggs, and their financial portfolios. What do you think?
Oh, definitely, for sure. Especially you're close to retirement age, you look at that portfolio you have, and like, is this still going to be enough for you to retire? So that's like a big question for a lot of people. I mean, we're not financial advisors and consultants. We just know kind of how to handle it. And we have come a long way in terms of digging ourselves out of a really deep hole. So now we're actually quite comfortable, and we're actually less impacted by whatever's happening in the financial world these days. But to add oil to fire, FDIC, we all know that they have a deposit insurance fund, which is supposed to insure these deposits, but their fund balance is only $128 billion. And remember you said that they estimated losses is 650?
Yeah.
You can do the math. So, you know, if you can follow the story and see where I'm going with this, the lesson is that these things can happen in an instant, and it is going to keep happening. So we're really pushing you to really understand where your investments are and what is the right way to diversify. So everybody's situation is different, and I can't give you financial advice, but I can tell you that most of our assets are not in stocks and bonds right now. What you decide, of course, is up to you. It's your decision and your responsibility to do what is best for you and your family.
You know, and I think it's just really important to take charge of your financial decisions. You know, financial advisors, they're going to read through, you know, they aren't going to read through every annual report. It's your job if you do invest, to do your own due diligence, right? To make sure you're looking through everything. So I think that's very important this part of time.
Yeah, I mean, finances are definitely part of the chronically healthy life. I won't say that finances play a supporting role in your life. It's not that you can't eat money, you can't use money to make you healthy, but you need the money you have to support your family, to make you happy, to give you the health, your career, the fun and adventures that you want to have. So things need money. So we're not downplaying the fact that bank failures and the market turmoil have on you. But one thing we learned is that we only gamble what we can afford to lose. I'm not talking about gambling Las Vegas. We actually don't do that. But I do see the stock market as a gamble. And that is because there's no way for you to control where the market goes. It goes up, it goes down. It's not in your control. I mean, the big players do, but not you and me.
That is so true. And, you know, when you hear, you know, advisors tell you to diversify, you know, don't just diversify in different stocks, learn to invest in other assets, you know, crypto, gold, silver, you know, even real estate.
Yep. So, you know, that's that. After a short break, we will be giving you a quick biohacking tip, and we'll talk more about what we think is the best investment.
LifeWaves X39. This is a patch that activates your stem cells to a younger, healthier state to give you a whole new level of vitality. The patch works by using phototherapy to elevate a peptide in the body that normally declines with age. The benefits are numerous. The X39 patch will improve your energy and sleep, reduce your pain, smooth out the appearance of lines and wrinkles in your skin, and support faster wound healing, just to name a few. And the best part? X39 works no matter where you place it on your body. Our studies were based on two locations. The first one is at the base of your neck, as you see here. The other location is just below the belly button, as shown here. But remember, you really can place it anywhere. Be sure to apply the patch to clean, dry skin in the morning. You can wear the X39 patch for up to 12 hours. Stay well hydrated while you're using it. LifeWaves X39. You have to experience it to believe it.
Hi, this is Minna from Chronically Healthy Life. So in the morning, we like to have a cup of coffee, just like probably a lot of you. But you know that coffee has a lot of contaminants and toxins in them. So just really be careful of where you source your coffee from. For us, we just use a pod. If it comes in organics, it's probably the best you can get. Otherwise, find something that's from a good source. Now for coffee, if you drink it in the morning, because this is actually the only thing we take in the morning, we don't do breakfast, we barely eat lunch sometimes. So what you do is we add a little bit of fat in your coffee. This is actually made famous by, I forgot his name, but it's from Bulletproof Coffee, which is actually we're using the creamer right now. You have different options. You can do either a tablespoon or a couple teaspoons of ghee. Sometimes we use MCT oil. Just put like maybe a couple squirts. We like to use mushroom powder because it helps build your immune system. So put a little bit of that. And then bottom. And there's actually a lot of things you can add to the coffee. You can do cocoa powder. Sometimes you do charcoal powder. This helps you detox. And it also turns your coffee super black. And don't use a lot because this is very, very cleansing. Now. And you can use also a creamer. We use a MCT-based creamer, which is good and clean. Don't use creamers that you advertise on TV because you know those are no good. And that's it. You know, put all this in the bottom, pour your coffee onto it. And if you have one of these fancy things, you know, turn it around. And when you do that, it actually makes your coffee creamier because of the little fats at the bottom, and it keeps you full longer, so you don't actually feel like you needed to eat until probably around lunchtime. So hey, it's win-win for everybody. See you next time.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. Both of us are coffee snobs, so it shouldn't surprise you that we are very particular with the quality of our coffee. And it would be best to drink organic coffee. Otherwise, go with something that is from like an exotic origin.
I agree. You know, and we're talking about finances this week. And when you hear the word investments, your mind probably goes right to the stock market or something similar. But, you know, that's not what we're talking about today. You know, we feel that the very best investment, regardless of the market, regardless of where you are, regardless of who's the president, the best investment is always to invest in yourself. You know, spend money on buying organic, healthy foods for you and your family. The more healthy you are, the less you are going to spend on medical bills in the future. Spend the money on knowledge, buy a book, sign up for a course, keep learning and educating yourself. You know, spend the money on yourself. It'll keep your brain active and it probably will help you build your business and your career too.
Yeah, we talked about coffee earlier, and one way that we love to invest is in our travels. And one of our most memorable trips was to Costa Rica. And it is there that we actually visited a couple of local farms, coffee farms. And we really learned the process of making good coffee beans. I mean, what you see here, this is actually the Starbucks Reserve in Costa Rica, which is amazing. We have the freshest seafood. We breathe the cleanest air. And we saw so many animals that, you know, we've never seen before.
That's so true. And, you know, and I remember while we're staying in, is it Manuel Antonio? Mm-hmm. We're staying in these little huts. And every morning we saw these monkeys outside our window. They're just jumping from roof to roof, tree to tree, as they're, you know, they're just going down to the beach. I don't know, to drink water, whatever they're doing. But in the evening, then we see them coming back. It was such an amazing experience.
Yeah, I mean, and the sloth, and remember the movie Zootopia? They really are like that. They really move so slowly that sometimes they tend to fall off the tree. So we actually stayed at a sloth sanctuary, and there are people there watching the sloths day and night. They take turns just in case they fall off so they can put them back in. And then, of course, there are the hot springs. That was the best we've ever seen and experienced. That trip was truly amazing.
You know, the hot springs, it was like mineral, it's all natural. I think it's probably the best hot springs we've seen in the world from everywhere that we've gone so far, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, traveling is definitely a good investment. You know, it resets your mind. It, you know, resets your body. It gives you a chance to recalibrate. It boosts your creativity. And of course, it helps you de-stress. And I think that's really, really important. What do you think?
Well, you know, I love to travel. So yes, I do agree. And travel is really a time for you to unplug, to really get away from your daily routines or daily worries, to not have to think about your work, your, I don't know, school, or whatever it is you have to worry about all the time. And it's really an educating experience when you see how other people live and you see how other people eat, what do they do, what they do during the day, and how they earn their living. And it's a great educating experience. And we really do believe that traveling is a great way to invest in yourself.
You know, I totally agree with that. And it gives you so much more as to what we have when you're traveling, right? Because you don't realize what you have, how much you got until you see, when you're traveling to other places that are making a lot less money, but they're happy, right? It's like when we went to Cancun recently, mm-hmm. everyone there is happy, but in one day, you know, it's like a Starbucks coffee over here. Like that's how much they're getting paid. So
yeah, I think I was one of the drivers and they make like $20 a day.
Yeah.
Like equivalent of $20.
Yeah. So it's pretty, pretty crazy.
And of course the standard of living is lower, but of course their demands are also lower. They don't have the, following the Joneses kind of mentality.
Correct. Oh yeah, for sure. I agree. You know, and, you know, so I really think that rather than worrying about all the frenetic things that's happening in the market right now, people's like, oh, the stock market tanked 10% and tanked 20%. Well, it's time to invest in yourself. Stop looking at that. That's going to ruin your day. It's going to cause you all stress. And stress is hard on the body. It gives you a lot of health problems, right?
Yeah. Remember that investments, stock markets is not in your control. No matter what you say, unless you can see the future, you can't control it. Actually, even if you do see the future, you can't control it anyways. But you can only control what you do with your money, and investing in yourself is a great way. But having said that, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is a dear friend of mine. Her name is Shirley Morris. And her business is called Fairy Godmother Travel.
I love that name.
Right? So like, who better else but to just wave your wand and you got your fairy godmother there to take care of all your travel needs. So right after this short break, you're going to be seeing the fairy godmother with Christy.
Hi there. I'm Andy.
And I'm Minna.
And we're the Foolish Couple. We created the TV program Chronically Healthy Life to give you tips and hints on how to get healthy and, of course, live a vibrant life. But in reality, it takes more than an hour a week to really change your life around. We've been around doing this for many, many years now, doing health coaching and productivity training, and we really narrowed it down to what it takes to be successful. Now, if you're sick and you're tired of your current health situation and your current lifestyle, it takes about 30 to 90 days to really restart and renew your whole life. It takes 30 days to get your body back to a clean slate, like wiping the blackboard clean, We help you on a guided cleansing protocol. And then once you're clean, we give you a nourishing protocol for your body to heal itself. Now, our 90-day program, it takes it to the next level. We will help you reset your gut bacteria, improve your blood labs, strengthen your body and mind, regenerate your stem cells to promote healing, restoration, and rejuvenation, to turn back the hands of time, helping you implement lasting, healthier lifestyle changes.
And that's why we created the Chronically Healthy Life program, to help you recreate your life. It takes daily practice and accountability to get you to reach your personal goals and to redesign your life. If you're looking to learn to live healthy, to get mental clarity, to improve your health, to boost your immune system, to strengthen your body, to increase your productivity, and to look and feel younger, 10 to 20 years younger than your age, and to feel energetic and vibrant again, then we invite you to join our Chronically Healthy Life program. You get to choose whether you want to do the 30 or the 90-day program. Both are designed to keep you on track to your goals, get you mentally and physically healthy, and to help you achieve a long, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. So check us out at www.fokeracademy.com and sign up for our Chronically Healthy Life programs. Both programs have a 14-day risk-free guarantee, so if you don't like it, you get your money back. We are confident that you will love our program, so join us now at www.focalacademy.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. This is just, I'm so excited to be interviewing the lovely fairy godmother herself. Shirley Morris. That name, that is the most amazing name for a business, Fairy Godmother Travel. I love that. I just feel like you're just going to wave a wand and it's all going to just fall together.
Well, there is some truth to that. You know, our motto is where every trip is sprinkled with pixie dust. And so we take that very seriously in making sure our clients have the best experience possible before, during, and even sometimes after travel when necessary to help them out.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I would like to know more about you, Shirley. Like, how did you get into this? Is this your passion? Tell us more about you.
So, you know, my family traveled a lot when I was small, and we spent a lot of time going down to Florida to a particular destination, much time in the Orlando area. And, you know, so I've always had a passion for all things related to, I guess, Disney destinations. So when I first got into this business, one of the things that, you know, that kind of prompted was I'd lived overseas twice, actually, in both Belgium and Scotland. And then I had done a fair amount of travel domestically in the U.S., as well as, you know, having this love of theme parks. And so I started working as a travel agent for Fairy Godmother Travel. And then during the pandemic, I actually purchased the agency. So that's kind of where I jumped into this realm of not only helping clients achieve their travel dreams, but also managing a team of 50 people who also do that. So it's been a long journey. I've been working in the travel industry as a travel agent since 2012. Leading up to that, I had another professional career. And so, you know, it's been kind of a great transition. I love what I do.
That's amazing. So you actually have lived in other countries as well as traveled there.
Yes, absolutely. I've spent about 4 years of my life overseas in Europe. So
that's fabulous. I love Europe. I took a solo trip to Europe when I was young, and for 3 months just traveled through Europe.
That's awesome.
I went by myself and met amazing people, and it was phenomenal. There's no describing the inner change that happens within you when you just allow yourself to be present with people and of different cultures and different places and everything. It's just an amazing
thing. I totally agree with that. And I think that's so important when we are traveling abroad or even domestically, you know, even within the US, we're such a big country. There are many things that people should open themselves up to in travel to really get that full enjoyment. And part of why we travel, I think, is like, you know, Andy and Minna talked about, to kind of get away, to maybe escape the daily stress. So part of that is embracing what you're going to go experience where you're traveling to, and to enjoy the culture and food and other experiences that are to be had there.
Yes, that's so true. You know, we talk a lot about being chronically healthy, and I personally feel that travel is an essential part of being healthy. And it's not just the getting away from your daily stress vacation time. It's so much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. It's on every level. It's mental, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's physical, it's a whole thing. You know, do you find that when you open yourself up to talking to people of that live in the culture where you're visiting, that you find that you can, that they're just very, it's like, oh, You're friendly.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It makes the world a lot smaller. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed that when I lived in Europe, I mean, I got to visit many other countries, and of course, you know, from the US, I've gone to several places in Central America, through in North America, you know, and it's always nice. I think it makes the world smaller. When we travel,
yes,
the world becomes smaller and it makes more sense. You know, it's like you're not just seeing something on TV, you're experiencing it. And you're right, it's not just the getting away from where home is, but making a new place part of your home experience. And I think that's, you know, why I'm so passionate about it. Having lived overseas, I want other people to experience that. And like you said, having been 3 months away from your home that you knew is home, and kind of creating a home as you were going along. And I just think then those bonds and connections, even if they're momentary and brief, they still have an impact on your life when you get back to your home space.
You know, that's so true. You know, what was really funny to me is that when I flew there, I didn't have any culture shock at all. And I traveled all over Europe from top to bottom. But when I came back, I had the worst culture shock. I was just, what is going on here? And it took me a while to get back into my normal routine as a teacher and everything. So
yes, yeah. I totally can understand that. Well, and you know, it's a funny story about that is when we lived overseas, I grew up on the East Coast, which of course is culturally different here from here in Texas where I live now. And so, you know, even when we moved back from Europe, not only did we have return culture shock, that's a very real thing for anyone. I also had to learn that I couldn't just expect what I knew about the U.S. to be true in Texas. So that's another thing. That's why I say domestic travel is so important too, because I had never been to Texas before I moved to Texas. And it occurred to me I love it here, but it occurred to me how different it was from what I even thought of, you know, my own country in the US. And so it broadened my horizons more. So that's why, you know, I grew this passion for travel, because I started having all these aha moments about, oh, wow, now I get the world a little bit better.
Yes, that, you know, I'm a big advocate of traveling with children because the bringing the world alive for them, and it's not just something they see on TV, mm-hmm. which is often incorrect or skewed for a dramatic effect or something like that.
Right.
It opens up worlds for children, yes. and opens up their creativity, their imagination, and their intelligence, all their learning, everything.
So, absolutely. Yeah. If only we could all take field trips around the world.
Oh, yes. That would be awesome.
Well, for sure.
Tell me, like, booking with you, what would be some of the differences of booking a vacation or a travel experience? Maybe it's more than a vacation. With you, as opposed to just going on Expedia or one of those generic sites.
Sure. When you're going on Expedia, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You're booking a hotel. You might be trying to find the best price for you. What you don't get there is personalized service. And so, you know, travel agents, what a travel agent does, if, you know, hopefully in theory, this is what my agents do and what I do. We want to make sure, like you said, you just captured in that word, it's an experience. It's not just a hotel destination. When you're going somewhere, there should be, you know, hopefully a plan of action. We all sometimes like to fly by the seat of our pants, so to speak. But in today's travel world, there are so many components to consider that, you know, we take that very seriously. So we do help our clients. I mean, I'll have people come and say, I want to go to Europe, but they really don't have a picture of what they want. So I help them create a dream plan. I want them to know what it is about, you know, we try to figure out what do they really want. And so that's something that we're, you know, we're kind of dream planners. And even for domestic trips, you know, when people go to places like Disney, there's a lot involved. It's not just you're getting a hotel and you're going to show up and think that things are going to go well. We're in a very complex world. We're in a very digitally focused world. And so that's part of what I do, is to help mesh all of that together for my clients. So when we have complicated trips, I provide my clients really with step-by-step itineraries. If it is a destination such as like an all-inclusive, there may not be an itinerary needed, but we're going to think about what are some experiences they want to have outside of their resort and what's the safest way to do that. You know, just in the media right now, we always see issues around the world. Part of what I do on a daily basis is make sure I am up to date with all of my resources that are applicable for safety and travel, knowing what the requirements are, going to various destinations. That was really hard during the pandemic because it was changing constantly, but we took great strides at making sure that we had all of the accurate, up-to-date information for our clients. So, you know, what we do is we're going to help formulate a plan, follow through with the plan, and make sure that the plan happens like we think it's supposed to. So even when when clients are traveling, I mean, I've had some rare situations where, you know, things don't go according to what a client may think is the plan. But at any point, we have somebody who's going to be able to personally speak with them or speak on their behalf with, you know, especially if they're in a foreign country and something isn't going according to how they think it should be going, then we have a plan of attack for that. It's not a 1-800 number where a random person is going to answer the phone. It's going to be, you know, if it's one of my clients, myself, if it's one of my team, it's going to be one, you know, it's going to be them that the client is reaching out to. So it's just a really solid point of contact from start to finish of this, you know, this dream planning. And all involved in that, we also want to make sure we're helping our clients formulate their budget, because, you know, as they were talking about at the beginning of this show, you know, financial issues are a little bit fluid in the market right now. And so we do value our clients' dollars, and we want to make sure that we're providing them the best experience at the best price possible for what they want to do. So, you know, that's kind of the difference for us, really.
Yeah. Well, what you said about, you know, you can reach out to a real person and get help right then. I mean, how many times have you tried to call a number and you get caught in the voicemail loop, the AI voice that tries to tell you what that they can help you? And it's like,
push two.
You keep saying representative.
Yes. And I would be telling a story if I didn't say that as agents, we don't face that sometimes, but quite often we do have what I like to refer to as the bat phone lines to our travel supplier partners. And we have very expedited means to reach out when things are going really well or when things are not going really well. You know, we just have a more streamlined system of doing it. So yeah, I think that is the beauty of working with a good travel agent is, you know, having that constant resource.
So I'm hearing that you can book travel anywhere in the world, any kind of travel according to what the person wants to experience. Like, for example, maybe one person's a cruise person, but another person wants to have an adventure to Costa Rica or something like that. Right. You can do everything, anything?
Absolutely. I mean, I will say that I have various team members who have certain specialties. So I have some who only do large cruises like Norwegian or Royal or Carnival. I have some who do luxury cruises. So then you start hearing these, and a lot of people have never heard of these brands, but they're very cool cruise lines. Silver Sea, Regent Seven Seas, Seabourn, Atlas Voyages, Explorer Journeys. You know, there are lots of things out there that, you know, people will come to me. They're like, wow, I didn't even know I could do that. So yes, we do have that in the cruise market. In the all-inclusive market, which I know that Andy and Minna particularly love, we have a lot of partners throughout the Caribbean, some in Europe, that we can work with. I have team who can focus on Asia, South America, you know, North America. So there are lots of things that we can do. The one thing we don't do, which again goes back to kind of what does Expedia, what can they do? We don't book just flights. I've thought about that, but at this point we aren't currently doing that because that is something that quite often, if it's not part of a package, we book flights when a client is traveling somewhere else in the world with hotels and tours and things like that. We will do entire packages like that. But just to book a flight alone to say, you know, I need to go to Chicago, that is not our focus. There are travel agencies who do that. That's just, you know, like a lot of times you'll hear people talk about Amex travel, and that's one of the things that oftentimes they'll do that. I right now, because we're more of an itinerary dream planner team where we're creating entire trips and, you know, not just getting from point A to point B. So that's just it's more of just a preference for us.
I like that. It's like, I love that together with your name, Fairy Godmother Travel. It's like you, Fairy Godmother came in and created Cinderella's dream, and you're creating the dream travel experiences for people. That's I
That's
like
what
that.
We're trying to do. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, and really, you know, we did start off as, and we still are what's considered a high Disney affinity agency. We're, you know, we do a lot of training to make sure we're involved with that. But then, you know, years down the road, we really expanded and realized we had so many people on our team who've lived in foreign countries, who've served overseas, even in the military. I have former military members, I have former, you know, cast members for Disney and Universal that focus on those trips. And then people like myself who've, you know, lived in various countries as an expat. So because we had all of those facets to our team, it just became really important to be a full service travel agent planning trips around the world, because we really can. You know, not every one of my team can do everything, but we all have our specialties.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes more sense to me that people specialize in different things. That makes it more well-rounded and more accessible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, and I mean, it's funny, even within realms, I have team members that, you know, like to do certain types of trips. I mean, I have one who loves to do trips across America. That's her thing. She's just like, I don't care if it has 50 hotels. I want to, you know, so driving trips. And then, you know, it's funny, like I'm a foodie, much like Minna and Andy. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking at their coffee destinations in Costa Rica, and I'll probably be visiting Costa Rica later this year. And you know, so that really, really speaks to me, because like every destination I go to that grows coffee, I want to find it. So I'm going to Tanzania on Monday, and I'm like, I'm going to find some coffee somewhere while I'm in Africa that's, you know, indigenous there, because certainly there are many varietals that are native to there. But yes, I love visiting the coffee farms too. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, that brings back good memories of Hawaii for me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And Jamaica.
Oh. Shirley, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us.
Absolutely.
And
my pleasure.
We're going to take a little break. And coming up next, we're going to be talking to a local business. And so stay tuned.
Hello. We are Mutsu Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit, foster-based, no-kill group. Mutsu Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutsu Meows Rescue is foster-based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to help build out our community. This week, I have a good friend, James Warren with Capital Care Plumbing. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Andy. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you perfectly.
Awesome. How are you doing today, Andy?
I'm doing great. So, James, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business?
Capital Care Plumbing started out as a small family-owned business about 22 years ago, back in 1999. We now operate 6 service trucks here in the Katy and West Houston area, and predominantly we do service repair work for commercial, residential, small industrial work, some light remodeling. But mostly what we do is repairs and service, emergency service and repair here in the area.
Yeah. So what is the biggest thing that you see in the industry, you know, in plumbing for, you know, that you see going wrong for the consumers?
Wow. What's going wrong? There's a lot in the industry that's going wrong, and it goes in many different directions. So it's a great question. One of the things from the professional aspect as a business owner and a master plumber is one of the things we see in the industry is when young people get interested in the trade, they start working for a company and the master plumber or the owner of the company fails to register them as a licensed apprentice, which means they're saying, hey, I'm responsible for this employee and the work they do. And I'm going to track his training, track his hours, and they're kind of preparing that person. So that's one area that I find is weak in the industry is we have young people that come to us and some of them are 25, 26, 27 years old. They've worked for companies for 2 to 3 years, but none of their work is accredited towards them getting licensed as a licensed plumber. And that's bad for the industry because we definitely need more licensed plumbers in the industry. As far as for the consumer aspect, Andy, this is one that touches home a lot. We go to several jobs where they've had a house remodeled, especially after a natural disaster. People are desperate for contractors. Contractors are desperate for workers and corners are cut. And, you can bet anytime corners are cut, it's the consumer that's paying for it. If you're hiring a licensed contractor, if you're hiring a contractor, you should always be on the lookout as, is my contractor using licensed plumbers? Is my contractor using licensed electrician? Do the people that are actually doing the job, are they licensed? Are they insured? And are they qualified to do the work? It's week after week, we go behind contractors that cut corners. They don't use licensed plumbers. And the work has to be torn back out and redone the correct way. That's pretty
good. Sounds to me like a lot of times if people are cutting corners, going on YouTube to try to figure out how to do it themselves, they can actually cause more damage and cost them more money in the long run.
In the long run, you literally could cost yourself more money. A lot of times the people who go online on YouTube, there's a lot of really good knowledge. One of the things we like to do is try to have a licensed plumber on call 24/7. So if you're that weekend warrior husband and trying to, or wives, we've seen wives putting in sinks and everything, and you need a little more advice, they can just pick up the phone and call us. Advice is free. I mean, we'll talk to you on the phone. I have an Apple phone. I have an Android phone. We'll either FaceTime you. It's amazing how close people are to having it 100% right, but sometimes the success lies in the details. And we'll have people put things together and they're just like, I just can't get it. And we're like, yeah, did you knock the plug out of the disposal when you installed it? And they're like, oh, I didn't even know. I didn't even think about that. And they go back and they take it out and they knock that little plug out. And they're like, oh yeah, it works great now. So it is in the details. And that's what, when you have a professional person, they catch those details. I see the jobs day in and day out. So.
And that is so true. I can give a testament for James here. You know, several times I actually have called or texted him, hey, by the way, I have this question. And, you know, within minutes, he gave me a solution, which, you know, saved the trip for a plumber coming out that I can handle myself. But they did help me do a reverse osmosis, which I, you know, did not want to go over my head. I opened my kitchen sink and I think, well, this doesn't look familiar. I'm not going to try to figure this out. You know, I called the professionals and James took care of it, you know, took care of us right away. You know, I really appreciate
Some things are easy to do. Like we get calls from customers. They're like, hey, my water heater temperature is low. It's like adjusting the temperature on the burner of your stove. It's a pretty easy task. And if we can get you on FaceTime or something, we can walk many customers through simple things. When it gets a little more difficult, you know, it's the knowing when to back off and say, hey, let's get the professionals. And I think that goes for everybody. That goes for your contractors. That goes for your homeowners. And in the industry, it really goes with the plumber too. So when you're hiring a company that has like one person and they're the plumber and they're the master plumber, the downside is the lack of experience. There is, he may be very experienced, but nobody knows everything. Where I have a team of, I have a team of six different plumbers I can pull from. And actually in the industry over 20 some years, I actually got teams of other business owners I can pull from, whether it's a certain job, maybe it's just out of our skill set and we can refer the customer to the right person. Like a great example is new construction. We don't do new construction. We don't do large build outs and remodels. We refer that stuff out. We had a job in the Galleria that required a mechanical company. We have the name of two or three companies. So we may not be able to actually do the work, but we can definitely help point people in the right direction and be kind of like what to watch out for. I think one of the biggest things that we find that's very frustrating is absolutely one of the most frustrating things is, Andy, is when I hear that a homeowner has spent thousands and thousands of dollars either on a remodel or just on the plumbing. And the very first 20% is started and things are torn out. And then the customer is left hung and they call us or they call other companies. And the problem is I realize they put out $10,000. That's very sad. We unfortunately can't eat that mistake. And so now the customer is paying additional money to get the job done. And in one case, the guy spent a year and a half with us after the Harvey, after their plumbers had just gone in there and us piecing things back together for the customer. And it's painful to watch him have to put his bathroom back together one piece at a time.
That is so true. Thank you for your wealth of information, James. Anyone that's looking for any help for remodeling or any type of plumbing work, make sure you give James a call. What's the best way to reach out to find you, James?
I think the number right on the screen, the 281-693-0006. You can ask for me directly, or you can just ask to speak to any of our plumbers. We'll be glad to help and assist you. We're here to serve
you. Thank you so much, James.
All right, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
When we come back, we're going to show you one simple step to help you build out your chronically healthy life. Thank you, James.
Okay. Bye, sir.
Hi, everyone. This is Christy Boyd Johnson, the co-founder and CEO of the Barefoot Learning Club. We know that school can be a little scary these days. Between all the pretty horrifying stuff that's going on with bullying and shootings and whatever else is going on, our kids are having to endure this. And it results in a very rough situation. So we know a lot of parents want to homeschool, and that's why we're here. We're here to give you full support in homeschooling your children, making sure they get the foundational skills of reading, writing, and math in place so that they can literally do whatever they want. They can learn anything and do it with less stress, less time, and a lot more fun. And the best part is the results. You'll be amazed at the results that we get. So we would like to invite you to have it. If you want to talk to me personally, if you go to our website, barefootlearningclub.com, there's a talk to Christy button. Just click it and it goes right to my calendar. Schedule a talk with me. It's a half an hour conversation and I can answer your questions and you can talk to me in person and I can talk to you in person and we can see if this is a good fit for you. I'm hoping it is. It's a new and different paradigm from anything you've seen before, but I think it's much better. All right, ciao for now.
Welcome back. The one action to take today to getting a more chronically healthy life is to travel. Take your family and go somewhere exciting. Be adventurous and explore the world.
So where are we going this year?
I have no idea. I'm sure it's going to be an adventure.
See, travel takes planning, right? So it takes time. So while you're planning, make yourself a good cup of coffee and sit down and really start thinking about where you want to go, what kind of experience you want to have this year. And, you know, Barry, I'd give Shirley, a fairy godmother, a call and she can help you plan it out.
Well, coming up next week, you know, make sure you watch us every Friday at 7 p.m. CST. We always love to hear from you. You can give us your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. You can rewatch all past episodes on chronicallyhealthylife.com or our YouTube channel. And you can, of course, email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com. See you next week.
LifeWaves X39. This is a patch that activates your stem cells to a younger, healthier state to give you a whole new level of vitality. The patch works by using phototherapy to elevate a peptide in the body that normally declines with age. The benefits are numerous. The X39 patch will improve your energy and sleep, reduce your pain, smooth out the appearance of lines and wrinkles in your skin, and support faster wound healing, just to name a few. And the best part? X39 works no matter where you place it on your body. Our studies were based on two locations. The first one is at the base of your neck, as you see here. The other location is just below the belly button, as shown here. But remember, you really can place it anywhere. Be sure to apply the patch to clean, dry skin in the morning. You can wear the X39 patch for up to 12 hours. Stay well hydrated while you're using it. LifeWaves X39. You have to experience it to believe it.